Welcome to Bible Line, a ministry of Calvary Community Church. Our podcast is dedicated to the clear teaching of God's Word. We aim to help people find Jesus Christ and train believers through the study of the Bible. We would love to feature your questions on the show. You can email us at questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to calvaryoftampa.org/donate. Catch new episodes every Thursday. We pray today's episode is a blessing to you.
All righty then. Welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. I want to welcome you into the show. We are getting ready for our Resurrection Sunday events, and I just want to remind you that Bible Line is brought to you by Calvary Community Church in Tampa, Florida. I'm the pastor, and I took over for Dr. Ralph Yankee Arnold, and Dr. Arnold took over for Dr. Hank Lindstrom. Dr. Lindstrom is the inspiration behind Bible Line. You can check us out, calvaryoftampa.org. We have live streams every Sunday morning, Sunday night, as well as Wednesday night for our prayer meeting, and that may be something that you would be interested in. But if you're in the Tampa Bay area, you can come and check us out. We have services on this Sunday, April 4th at 10:30 a.m. We'll take a family picture for you, and you can pick it up the following Sunday. But our ministry is all about reaching people with the gospel, which is ultimately what this podcast is about. So if you're about reaching people or you have questions, that's what the show's for. That's what our ministry down here in Tampa's for. All right, so let's go ahead and get into our question for today. Our question comes from Michael Brown, and he asks, is it okay to hate? He mentions how David talks about hating a little bit in the Bible, and what about Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 26, where it says, be angry and sin not? Well, this is a great question. I think it's important, just before we get into the answer, if we just look at how hate is defined. In today's culture, the definition of a word can literally change overnight, but we're going to look at what the secular definition of the word hate is, or specifically to hate as a verb, in the Merriam-Webster dictionary, and then we'll also look at what the Strong's Concordance says for the Hebrew word to hate, and we'll compare those two. So Merriam-Webster says, hate is to feel extreme enmity towards, to regard with active hostility, and then a secondary definition is to have strong aversion to, or to find very distasteful. So here's some sentences that could better understand what hate is. I hate this baseball team. Maybe that's what it means to feel enmity towards or to regard with active hostility. And the next example it uses for a strong aversion is, I hate to have to meet strangers. Now, that's not me. I enjoy meeting strangers. It's an opportunity to share the gospel, to pray with somebody. But that's just the definition there. So you can see what hate is. It's to have enmity towards, to regard with hostility, have strong aversion to find very distasteful. The Strong's Concordance defines hate. It's the word sane, it's a Hebrew word, and it means to be odious of in regard to an enemy or a foe. So I think it's important that we recognize, what does the Bible say that we should hate? I think it's really, really important to see that of the seven examples we have here of the word hate in the book of Psalms, what the hate is directed toward is important for us to recognize how we should approach hate in our lives. Now, I just want to say before we get into these examples, I don't think we should ever hate an individual. I don't think God hated an individual because he demonstrated his love to all the world. If a person dies without believing on Jesus Christ, well, then the wrath of God does abide upon them because of their sin, and that sin has to have a judgment put against it. God has solved that problem in that he has offered his son Jesus Christ, and so I think we should always be about loving people, and we love them by reaching them with the gospel. That doesn't mean that there's going to be a lack of difficult conversations. That's not a guarantee that you'll never run into somebody that you have a disliking towards. But I think what the world is telling us today about stopping hate against all these different people groups and all that, it's a loose use of the word hate. And I don't think we should add that into our view of the Bible. Well, if they're a Catholic, well, I hate them because they're a Catholic. No, we should hate what the teachings are, the teachings of the Catholic Church. For example, I don't hate a Calvinist. I think a Calvinist, someone who believes that God picks and chooses who will go to heaven and who will go to hell against that person's will, they are deceived by that teaching. So I don't like the teaching. I hate the teaching of Calvinism because what it does to the people that believe it. I want to reach the people that are Calvinists. I want to pull them out of that. And the way I do that is by loving them, by getting them the gospel message, and maybe having to have difficult conversations. I was in a conversation this past Friday that went on for many hours, 2.5 hours, where the beginning of that conversation was very, very heated. He was heated. I was heated. We were going back and forth. But at the end of our conversation, after we were able to tone down, we had a difference of opinion on salvation. And I told him, I don't hate you. Even though I spoke strongly towards you, I don't have any hate for you. In fact, I have the very opposite for you. I'm very concerned because the way that you're looking at salvation, unfortunately, if it lines up to biblical standards, you'd be in hell if you're trusting in yourself for your good works. And because I love you, I don't want you to be in hell. Regardless of what you may think about me, I want you to believe on the gospel. But the Bible does say that we should hate certain things. And this does not mean that we're people of hatred. I think that we should be motivated by love. But I think that we need to recognize if we're going to be against something, it needs to be against things that are not the truth, things that are false, especially things about God. Consider here some of these verses. Psalms 97:10, ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He that preserveth the souls of his saints, he delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. So that verse tells us, if we love the Lord, we need to hate the things that are evil. Okay? Now, a person can be evil. I think what makes them evil is because what they're doing. So we need to hate the things that they do, not the individual. Any individual that's living on the earth today and can make a decision can get saved. So I want to love them by sharing the gospel with them. Psalms 101 verse 3, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate, and here's what the hate is towards, the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. And I think that's a turning aside as in a full rejection of God. I don't believe that is, you know, like a believer who turns away from the faith. I would hate that action, but I think that person's still saved because they have eternal life. Christ died for even that sin that they committed or are committing. But here it's the turning away. It's the work of them that turn aside from the knowledge of God. Psalms 119 verse 104, through thy precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Specifically here, precepts in Psalms 119, you see law, you see bread, you see precepts, thy word, thy teachings. Those all are our reference to the scriptures. So through thy scriptures, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. This must draw a conclusion that every false way does not yield to a good understanding. Okay, Psalm 119 verse 113. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Things that are outside of biblical wisdom can be classified as vain thoughts, and you have to consider those things, and if they're against what the Word of God says, we should be against those things. Psalm 119 and verse 128 says, therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right. I hate every false way. There it is again. Psalm 139 verses 21 through 22. Do I not hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? Am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Now, I think what David is saying here is very plain. Those that are enemies of the Lord, he hates, because in them being an enemy of the Lord, they are leading people away from the truth. I don't think that David would be opposed or God would be opposed to reaching those individuals with the gospel, and then there wouldn't be a need to hate what they're doing. Now, if they continue to be in sin, then that's another question. And the broader answer here is, I think it's okay to hate sin. God hates sin. And I know in today's culture, that's like a shock statement, like, oh, you're a Christian, you should love everything. Listen, there are things that we are told to hate. Evil ways, things that are not out of the Bible in regards to truth and the way to eternal life, those things I hate. I have made a decision in my life, I'm not going to hate an individual because I think every individual, whether it's by a conversation started by me and followed up by somebody else, I think everyone has the ability to get saved. The reason why I believe that is because it says in Romans that those that stand before God, they're going to be without excuse. They could have. Well, I don't want to be the reason why they don't trust. Ultimately, it's their choice. But I don't want something I say or do to lead them away. So I'm going to choose to put myself on a lower status, humble myself as Christ humbled myself, and try and reach them with the gospel. And I think that's loving them. But very specifically here, we have things that the Bible says, you know, we are to hate. And we need to see specifically what those things are. Okay, so in contrast to that, I've been speaking a lot about love. Okay, so I want you to see here a couple of verses before we get into 1 Corinthians 13. But I like these three verses. Two of them are in Galatians. One of them is in 1 Thessalonians. So let's look in the two verses in Galatians. Galatians chapter 5 in verses 13 through 14 say this. For brethren, I think he's talking to people in the body of Christ, those that have put their trust in Jesus, ye have been called unto liberty. We have liberty. We have freedom. Only not use liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. So other believers, I don't think we're supposed to hate other believers. We're supposed to, by love, serve one another. For the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Lost or saved neighbor, we're supposed to love. It's the sin that we hate. You may have heard this before, but God loves the sinner. He hates the sin because that sin separates us from him. He hates sin so much that he sent his son Jesus to die. Literally, Jesus became sin for us, as 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, which, as a side note, shows you how much God loved us in that he let his son become sin for us so that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. Amazing. When you look at Jesus's prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, you see how he realized the weight of what was before him. If this cup can be passed from me, he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine. And he was willing to do it. He was going to become the very thing that he hated, which was sin. And he was going to do that for us. Now look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 12. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. See, Jesus Christ's death, his resurrection, gives you and I the freedom to love everyone, specifically love them enough to reach them with the gospel. Someone who lives a lifestyle that is different than mine, I am supposed to look through that lifestyle, look over it, and look at the individual who is lost and get them the gospel. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to celebrate their choices or I'm going to accept their choices and practice them in my own lives or in my ministry. I have the ability to set up parameters against those things because where the Bible clearly speaks that things are wrong, I can use that to not support those things. But that doesn't mean I don't love the individual. The world has twisted that so much. You see it. Well, if you don't accept a person, you hate them. That's not true. I'm just against the thing that they do. I want to reach them, but I want them to be walking in truth because that's how God's going to bless them. It would be a double standard if I'm like, oh, it's okay, I'll welcome this sin, but I also am going to teach the Bible as truth. Well, the Bible teaches against that sin. Well, now I have a decision to make. Am I going to go with what is comfortable or what is correct? I'm going to go with what is correct. And I have to lovingly communicate those things to people. But I want to cap the episode here with 1 Corinthians 13. The word love is not here, but the word charity is found, and that is synonymous with love. Listen to how Paul speaks about the way of love in a Christian's life. He even talks about himself. Verse 1, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, which is love, and I'm going to change charity to love just for the sake of this illustration, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal, just noise without love. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am specifically, Paul says, I am nothing. He is of no value because if we can't communicate to the lost out of an attitude of love, we're just going to be noise. You've seen this. You've seen ministries that they are so hateful towards the sinner. It's like, do you want the sinner to get saved or you just want them to know that they're going to hell and you want them to go too? I mean, we're all sinners. We've all fallen short, but how are we communicating that message? I don't think it's okay to hate people. I don't think God hates people. God hates the things that people do, their sin. He turned his back on his son. He hated sin so much. But Jesus has risen. The very proof of that resurrection is that God accepted Jesus' payment on the cross. That's love. That's agape love, a love that spans a great gap. That's just an illustration that I use, but it's a love that only God can demonstrate, a pure, unconditional, sacrificial love. Look at verse 3 of 1 Corinthians 13. And though I bestow all my gifts to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. Love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. I think that's a great summary of the answer to the question. Rejoice in the truth, not in iniquity, not in sin, not in error. Okay? We are to look at what God says is true and what God says is not true and love the things that are true and hate the things that are not true, because the things that are not true will be used by the devil, will be used by the world to lead a person to hell. And I do not, regardless of what a person may do in this world, I do not want anyone to go to hell when they die. And I speak personally now. I want you to see my heart, not to lift myself up. And some of you listening, you may share the same passion with me. I've got a burden for souls. I want people to go to heaven when they die. I can't accomplish that by hate speaking about people. I'm going to teach against sin, but I want to love that sinner and win him to Christ. And then afterwards, they need to submit themselves to the word of God so they can be a good, obedient child. And if they don't do that, well, they get disciplined. But if they've trusted in Jesus Christ, they're going to heaven in diapers. I don't care if it's a baby Christian or an adult Christian. They'll be there. Finishing up here in 1 Corinthians 13, 7 through 8. Love beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. All those gifts that the apostles had, although they were there for a vessel to reach people for the gospel, nothing is greater than love. And verse 13, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity, love. That love is what's going to motivate you to reach people that may be even speaking a false gospel message. I don't want proponents of a false gospel to end up in hell, but I'm going to be against their message. I'm going to lovingly show where that biblical error is so that people will avoid going to hell, and I will fill that with the truth. When I talk to a stranger on the street, I want to love them to the Lord. They know we all know we're a bad person. We don't need to be reminded of that. So what's the solution? Love. Firstly, the love that God demonstrated through his son. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And then the love that you and I show to our brothers and sisters in Christ and to the lost. So to answer the question, is it okay to hate? I think it's okay to hate things that are against God, but I do not think it's okay to hate people. I think we need to love people, love them to the truth. That concludes today's episode. We'll see you next week right here on Bibleline.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. As a thank you to our listeners, we want to give away a free Bible every month this year. To enter, send us an email with your Bible question. Our email address is questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Be sure to subscribe to the show and check back each Thursday for new episodes. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.